USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force met for the first time in nearly 2 months to talk about the nature of the pandemic, how they're approaching it, and how it has drastically changed since it began nearly 4 months ago. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, reminded people to stay diligent.
You have an individual responsibility to yourself, but you have a societal responsibility.
And while insisting that President Donald Trump was taking proper steps in the pandemic, Pence invoked the constitutional protection of freedom of speech when it comes to wearing masks.
Freedom of speech and the right to peaceably assemble is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. And even in a health crisis, the American people don't forfeit our constitutional rights.
The briefing was held at the Department of Health and Human Services rather than at the White House, as the number of confirmed new coronavirus infections per day soared to an all-time high of 40,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts if they're already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER, that's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
The New York Police Department says so far this month, 233 members have filed for retirement, double the amount compared to the same time last year. According to retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Darren Porcher, the lack of support from political leaders is one component. The second is the cantankerous relationship between the police and community with relations. In the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis on May 25th, thousands of protesters have been marching daily against the police in New York City, and now hundreds are camping out in front of City Hall demanding Mayor Bill de Blasio cut over $1 billion from the New York City Police Department's budget. As Florida sees a surging number of new coronavirus, Miami-Dade County announced that it plans to close all beaches ahead of 4th of July weekend. The state reported an all-time high of nearly 9,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases. The county also may extend the closure if conditions do not improve, people refuse to wear a mask, or social distancing measures are not followed. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There's a new bill to make the nation's capital the 51st state, and it's been approved by the House. As we welcome USA Radio's Kenneth Burns with the details.
The bill to make Washington, D.C. a state passed along party lines in the House of Representatives. It would allow for the admission of Washington-Douglas Commonwealth to the Union. Douglas Commonwealth, named for abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who spent 17 years of his life in the city. The state's territory would exclude monuments and federal buildings such as the White House and Capitol Building. But the bill is not expected to pass the Senate, where Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opposes the measure, and President Trump vowed to veto it. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The Trump administration has agreed to give Congress, but not the public, the complete data on millions of small businesses that received loans from a $600 billion plus coronavirus aid program. Senior administration officials told lawmakers they'll provide full details on the roughly $4.7 million taxpayer-funded loans worth $515 billion awarded under the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. It will be only a partial disclosure, as loans of less than $150,000 will not be publicly named as recipients, revealing only loan amounts and summary information broken down by zip code, industry, and demographics, and the number of jobs they helped protect. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.